All right, welcome to another episode of Gin and Truth. I'm the captain of this ship, Robert motherfucking Reed. I got a tumble full of hindrance, got a mind full of thoughts. Let's go. All right, gang, let's jump into this shit. Today's going to be a little bit different. Just a little bit different. Oh, look at Bo's monkey ass. You're not going to let me do this, are you? You're killing your father, Larry. All right, get back on topic. Okay, seriously. This is my right now. Podcasters, you can't see, but my overweight dog is bugging the shit out of me. Back on topic. Gang, the meat of today's rotted sandwich is going to be a little bit different from our norm. We're not going to talk Trump. We're not going to talk religion. I'm sure I'll find a way to put it in there. But I got to talk about these Alpha Man boot camps. Now, some of you probably know what I'm talking about. The other is like, what the fuck is he? Yeah. There are these clips floating around the old web there. And it's, you know, I think the official name is Modern Day Night, right? And I guess their nickname is, you know, Alpha Male Boot Camps. And gang, it's just sitting on some bullshit. I've never enlisted. I told you I will never front. I'm not former Marine. I'm not former Army, Air Force, Coast Guard. I'm not a SEAL, Rangers, Green Beret, not a sniper, none of that. But I do come from a very emotionally barbaric time of being a football player. And I very well understand, at least back then, it was called hard coaching. Now, again, you don't have time, right? Again, it is a very, football is a very high pace, high impact, very emotional sport. And 40 seconds may seem like a lot of time, but it's actually not. Football is chess. And yes, the average play is somewhere between 3.5 and 5 seconds. By the time you get up, they spot the ball, the clock to start the next play has already begun. And your coach has seconds to make a decision. He saw what he saw. I need to do something that's going to match their next play. But they don't have time. Coaches do not have time to sit. Bobby, we talked about this. Okay. Now, you're the 9 technique, which means you are the contained man. Now, we know the analogy. What's more important when you're making a smoothie? Is it the actual blade or is it the lid? Uncle Bob, you're the lid. Otherwise, things lose containment. Okay. Now, remember when he reach blocked you? It was only 30 seconds ago. That was bad. Because now, Rashawn Salaam has scampered 87 yards down the – we're down by 14 – they don't have time. They're going to call your ass to the sideline. Back in my day, Shani, they hold you by your face mask. They would chew you out, then send your ass back out there. My point in that is there was a reason for that level of intensity. There was a reason why you're supposed to raise your voice, right? It's like, God damn you, get your ass back out there. There's a reason for that. There's a reason for that. Now, again, I'm not military. Did you guys hear me say that? I am not military. But my father was. And I remember when they were, this was years ago because mom was still alive. And my brother-in-law, who's former Navy, then there was my father sitting at the dinner table. And they were trying to or thinking about making some changes to boot camp. Basic training for all the branches of the military. And they were trying to make it softer. That's when my father stepped into the conversation. And my brother-in-law agreed. But basically, it's like sitting on some bullshit. There's a reason why you are this harsh on an 18 or 19-year-old. And nothing against security guards at malls and grocery stores and drug stores. But you guys got to understand, I remember my father telling me this, right? Especially when you are enlisted, because when I was in high school is when the Gulf War, the first one was kicking up. Shows you how old I am. And some of you are. Go fuck yourself. A lot of my classmates who didn't have college as an option or didn't think they did was like, you know, I'll probably join the military, right? Travel, see the world. Then there's this whole GI Bill thing. You know, they'll pay for my college. Blah, blah, blah. And my dad sat us all down. It was like, what do you think you're trained to do at 18 years old? You don't have a degree. You're not going in as a first lieutenant. What do you think we're going to do to you? People with a whole bunch of brass and chevrons or whatever the fuck they're called, they're going to sit in an air-conditioned room while they make decisions on what a bunch of 19 and 20-year-olds are going to do. And if we send 100, 37 of you aren't coming back. I remember he said, you're a bullet stopper. You still want to sign up? Oh, yeah, we'll pay for your college after your 4 years and if you're still alive. And dad's like, you cannot soften up basic training. You can't. How else do you turn, you know, in January, when do you graduate high school? March, April, May, whenever, you know, the school year's over. How do you turn an 18-year-old who just 4 months ago was eating dinner in his mommy's kitchen? How do you turn that person into a K-I-L-L-E-R? Because that's what they're trying to do. Again, when you enlist in the military, they are turning you into that. You travel to foreign lands, you meet exotic people, and then you skillet them. There's a reason why they are that harsh, why their tone, their attitude. My point is, there is a reason why they are the way they are to those 18, 19, 20-year-olds who just enlisted. Just like there's a reason why you don't have time to be nice to your cornerback who, for whatever reason, is playing like it's a soft zone when it was supposed to be press man. There's a reason for that. Now, gang, I've never put my name on the line to sign up for one of these Alpha Man boot camps. Maybe there's some psychology that I'm not aware of. I severely doubt it. But I just don't see the benefit of filling a room full of men who are, and straight up, just battling crippling levels of insecurity. And you really think you're going to do something positive by making them go through some 72-hour course where all you do is berate them? I mean, no, I am not buying it. I am not buying it. And I give the guys who founded this modern day night movement a little bit of credit. Not really. I give them credit to being smart enough to come up with a hustle, because that's all this is as far as I'm concerned. This is a hustle. How can I separate emotionally insecure men from $18,000, gang? Did you guys catch that? I didn't say 1800, which would be bad enough. I didn't say 180. $18,000. That's 18, comma, followed by 3 zeros. $18,000 for a very long and emotionally abusive weekend. But these are your modern day nights, apparently. Come so you can learn how to be just like me. I don't think so. Gang, if there's one thing I've always said, right, first and foremost, and all the Uncle Bobby sayings about this topic are starting to come to my mind. One, again, the mark of true strength isn't walking into a room knowing you can kick everyone's ass and doing it. The mark of true strength is walking into a room, realizing you can kick everyone's ass, and instead of doing it, you buy everyone a drink. You make everyone feel safe and comfortable. You make friends, right? And the other thing I've always said, the most sensitive men you've ever met have the broadest shoulders you've ever seen. Show me a big athletic man and I will show you someone who was probably a big athletic child. And if you were like me, you just grew physically a hell of a lot faster than everyone else. My point is, you spend the entirety of your formative years being made painfully aware of the feelings and the well-being of everyone around you. That here, Chris, slow down. You're going to run over Johnny. Wait. Okay, stop. No. Just share the ball. You always get the ball. You're always being made aware of what your actions do to other people. You don't turn that off, right? My son Billy is being viciously bullied at school. Could you do me a favor? Could you just sit next to him at lunch, please? And you do it because one, it's the right thing to do. But you know what never happens? And I'm sounding like I'm pouting. I'm not. This is just kicking the actual factuals. You are very rarely asked, how are you doing? Do you feel like sitting next to my son? Because if you got the strength for it today, would you? No. It's just, what about Billy's feelings? And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not shitting on that. And you do. You sit next to Billy to make sure that Billy's okay. And again, you don't spend the first 15, 16 years of your life with that kind of wiring and just turn it off. Right? That's why I hate it when people stereotype, former football players. Right? Oh, yeah, there's some scumbags amongst us. Just like there's scumbag doctors, lawyers, school teachers, garbage collectors. Yeah. But again, the most sensitive men you've ever met have the broadest shoulders you've ever seen. You know what we don't do is my voice just cracked? Bullshit like that. Right? And so you got these guys. Again, if you know that these men are battling lethal levels of insecurity, you don't charge them $18,000 so you can yell at them and insult them, call them faggots and little bitches, which I've seen on these videos. I can all but guarantee the end result of these alpha man boot camps is that one of two things. You have made that insecure man even more insecure, or you've turned him into you, another fucking bully. These alpha man boot camps are exactly what you'd expect to see if Navy SEAL buds instructors were more along the lines of Nelson Muntz, the bully character from The Simpsons. Again, I will never front. And there's two men that were at least formerly in my life that were actual Navy SEALs. And they talk to me about what it is they could talk to me about when it comes to that training. And they'll tell you. There's a method to the madness. There's a reason why there's an ebb and flow to all the evolutions. There's a reason why first phase, right? The instructors in first phase aren't necessarily instructors you're going to see in third phase. I'm not a SEAL. But when you get towards the end and you're doing, I think it's called escape and evade. Squid, if you watch this, correct the shit out of me. She's former Navy. Those instructors there aren't the ones on day one necessarily. You guys see what I'm saying? There's a reason why. They're trying to mold you into something. It's a hell of a lot more than just standing on top of someone and screaming. These men that are being separated from almost $20,000, they're not going to war. They're not. They're not going to be the next Chris Kyle. They're not getting ready for a Super Bowl. They're going to leave that abusive boot camp and go back to being a father and a husband. What skills that are applicable to your everyday life? You're an executive at an oil company. You're a school teacher. Right? What benefit are you going to take from some stranger getting in your face and calling you a little bitch? How is that going to translate to, I'm now a better husband. I'm now a better father. Okay, let's just go ahead and hit it with the Autobots transform. Let's see some of this bullshit. What do you see? This bullshit. Let's go ahead and flip it a little bit. So this is really going to seal in the flavor. Now, we're not going to watch an entire video, but I just want to hit it with some of the shorts because you guys got to see this. This is literally just sitting on some bullshit. And I've seen some other clips where former military men are sitting here watching it. And this was my thought before I watched some of these. Again, I'm not military, but I am former football. And again, I played it. Let me go back here real fast. Shit. And oh yeah, like I said, fuck faces. I've earned the right to say this. Back in my day, you literally cannot run today's football players legally. I just belt hashtag unprofessional. It is literally against the law to football the way that we footballed back in my day. You can't tackle the way we did. You cannot hit the way you did. And you cannot coach the way that we were coached. It is literally against the law. But there was a reason for it. I just truly failed to see the benefit of a man who's going to leave this abusive weekend and then go pick up his daughter from school, pick up his son from school, take his wife out on a date. How does, bitch, what the fuck do you want for dinner? I'm not even going to fucking ask you, you fucking whore. Let me tell you something, what we're going to eat. You're going to go in there and make me a fucking sandwich, you nasty cunt, and make me a fucking steak because goddammit, I'm an alpha man. What do you get from that? That was just sitting on some bullshit. Again, let's go back over here. Let's go to some of these shorts. This bullshit. Again, what do these guys get out of this? Let's go. I saw one earlier. Okay. Come on. My internet's slower than a motherfucker. Hold on, gang. There was one that I saw earlier.
Okay. Use your hands. Dig. Come on, dig. Faster. Get your face down. Low. Dig. Dig. Come on. Back.
Hold on. It's not the one that I wanted. Gang, my internet's slow. Fuck Texas. Again, another reason why it is I got to get out of this fucking place. Where was one that I saw, gang? There was like a dinner they were having. Okay, you know
Use
what?
Use your hands. Dig. Fuck your computer. Come on, dig. Faster.
Gang, this my, you know, fuck it. Let's just do this one. You guys ready? Let's roll the tape. Pause the tape. Podcast is what you can't see. You've got some militant midget over here going nuts. He just called them a bunch of fucking pussies. Knocked over some chairs, flipped over a table that had some shit on it. Gang, you know what? I've said this before in other shows. You know what alpha men don't do? First and foremost, we don't label ourselves alpha men. We don't. Just call me Robert. Give me a fucking break. But again, if you were to list, I told you, I'm a unicorn. My social resume, my athletic resume, I'm a fucking unicorn. I am every inch of 6'3". At this age, probably 242 pounds. And like I said before, let's just kindly say the majority of it is not fat. I'm a legit 7th degree black belt in the art of street fighting. My teachers are old school. I just told someone yesterday because I'm limping a little bit because I pushed myself a little bit in my last women's self-defense seminar. The 1st degree black belt exam in Kaji Kembo is not built for your success. They're trying to break you. They don't want you to pass. If 10 people sign up, 2.5, 3 will make it. Mine was almost 6 hours of nonstop. The last 3 hours was fighting. They told my then wife, you need to leave. She was like, he can handle himself. I can stay. They kicked her out. She should have stayed because I beat the fuck out of people. I hate losing. The last 3 hours was literally fighting. 1-on-1, 2-on-1, 3-on-1, 4-on-1, 5-on-1, 5-on-1, 4-on-1, 3. And they just keep going until you break. They stopped it because they saw I was in robot mode. I was in survival mode. Let's just say, Eric. Let's just say I was going to do something to Eric. Grandmaster Baker saw the look in my eye. And it was like, he's out of control. We've pushed him too far. And they killed it. I was like, enough, you pass. Here's your black belt. Don't ever do that again. I don't want to see that look. I'm a former collegiate All-American fucking linebacker. I didn't have a long career, but I put my name on an NFL contract and a CFL contract. It doesn't get much more stereotypically alpha than that. The only time I talk about it is when it's relevant on this show. What I don't do is this, right? I'm more likely to buy you a drink, provided I ever leave my fucking house. I'm an introvert, despite what you guys see here. The dudes who go around calling themselves alpha men and knights, they are the equivalent of the dude, bourbon on his breath, pushes up on a woman in the fucking nightclub, brags about his hurricane tongue and his 16-inch horse cock. Guess which one he has neither of. Again, what are these guys going to get out of this little rampage? This roll is fucked up ass tape.
You want another one of my challenges? Let's go. Get your shit off. Get your shit off.
Pause the tape. So now you're going to challenge an insecure man with way too much time and money on his hands to a fight. Podcasters, this is what you're not seeing. Come on, take your fucking shit off. Take your fucking shit. And explain to me again how this is supposed to translate into everyday life. Roll the tape.
Take your shit off. Take your shit off. Come on. Alcohol! You and alcohol! I'll never come back here again! Come on! Take your shit off!
Again, gang, if you pick a fight with someone that you know in advance isn't going to fight you back, you're just a fucking bully. That's all this is. This is bullying. Come on, this... Men find their superpower. No, they don't. This is just... Oh, here goes what I wanted y'all guys to see. You guys ready? Let's roll the tape.
60% you will not be here on Friday. I will make sure of it. You are...
Gang, pause the tape. Please go fuck yourselves. Did you guys see that? Hold on. How do I blow up Shuey? I don't know how. On the bottom right-hand corner... There was a dude with gray hair and glasses. He looked like he was knocking on 60's door or maybe a couple yards past the 60-yard line. Okay, when a 59-year-old man who looked the way that one looked signs up for your alpha man, the only moral thing to do is say, dude, go home. Seriously, you're good enough. If you got $18,000 to spend on this bullshit, go get a therapist. There was an old man. I see another one in the background. Come on. If you had any kind of moral fiber, you would not take these guys' money. Come on, gang. Roll the tape.
I have the fucking right to be here on fucking Friday night. I will cut this fucking thing off my head before I let any one of you little bitches make it to that dinner table.
Pause the tape. Right there. You guys see, look at that. Look at that. How old is that dude right there? What do you get out of that? With his super extra medium sized shirt, stood up and called a bunch of insecure men a bunch of little bitches. What do you think they got from that? Roll the tape.
They don't fucking deserve the right to be here. I'll fucking make sure of it. Weed out the fucking bitches. 60%, you will not be here.
Pause the tape. If you are bragging about a 60% attrition rate, give me a break. This is not how you build stronger men. It's just not. This is how you build bullies. Or this is how you make someone retreat further back into their insecurities. I mean, come on, guys, give me a break. Let's see if we can find a couple more of this bullshit. Look, I think this one is criticizing. All right, let's find out what he says. Roll the tape.
Men are now so insecure about their masculinity that they are paying $18,000 for an alpha male.
What did I just say?
This is what's known as the modern day knight project, where they transform boys to men. Your family deserves the best version of yourself as a leader, a husband, and a father. Really? Nothing screams hardcore alpha male like the upper middle class neighborhood of Chino Hills, California. No, it is basically a 75-hour military boot camp simulation where people pay thousands of dollars to get tortured and waterboarded. And at the end, there's some sort of graduation for the surviving men, and they get to pleasure their instructor till completion. Paying someone to make you an alpha male has to be the most beta shit I've ever heard. I was thinking, like, what if you get so fed up with, like, one of the instructors that you, like, grab his dick and twist it off? Like, that shit is pretty alpha, dog. Like, you get promoted to, like, head instructor, or do you get kicked out? Like, exactly. I don't know. The most hilarious thing about this is the price of $18,000. And, of course, they try to justify it and, like, make you feel bad.
Yeah, exactly. My man nailed it. Again, what do you get out of this? What positive is gained? Again, these are everyday men. They clock in, their husbands, their fathers, their contributors to, you know, their society. And again, they're going to spend a long and abusive weekend with a bunch of assholes whose only real talent is to separate marks from their money. Again, when if you say, look, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm going to treat you like dog shit for three solid days, $18,000. And they're like, well, I'm going to go ahead and write that check. Your first thing is like, dude, the first step to being a quote unquote alpha man is telling me to go fuck myself, put your money back in your pocket and walk away. Again, when you punch at someone that you know is not going to punch back, you're not an alpha man. You're a fucking bully. Let's get a couple more. This is sitting on some bullshit. What else do we got here? You know, this guy looks like he's military. Let's see what he has to say. Roll the tape.
When people start talking about, like, this is alpha behavior and this is beta behavior, it's hard for me not to just, like, sigh and roll my eyes.
Exactly.
But I do find myself nodding in agreement when I've seen people saying there is nothing more beta than paying $18,000 exactly. for another grown man to berate you for not being alpha enough. That's what critics are saying about this three-day course that's been dubbed the...
Pause the tape. Look at that, gang. Podcasters, you can't see. So the very little I know about Navy SEAL training, they do. They make these men go out in like 59, 60 degree weather, water, which is freezing, by the way. And you're basically in your underwear. But again, there's a reason for Navy SEALs to do it. Podcast, what you can't see, the man on my screen looks terrified. He's not learning anything other than I just dropped $18,000 for this asshole whose last name I don't know to treat me like shit. That man is afraid. No, remind me the positive that's supposed to come from this. Roll the tape.
Alpha male boot camp online.
Because I see in your f-ing eyes that most of you don't f-ing belong here. And I'll be damned. I'll take this f-ing knife off my waist and carve this f-ing tattoo off my f-ing hand before that.
Pause the tape. Why is this asshole carrying a weapon? Why is he carrying a weapon? He's got a knife on his hip. He's yelling at a room full of insecure men. And he feels the need to carry a weapon. Okay, you want to know who the beta male is in this situation? That asshole. He took out a weapon and then turned around and called them little bitches, bragging that I can make 60% of you. But here's the thing, gang. Again, this is bullying. You're paying almost 20 grand to be bullied. You've got a room full of insecure men. You're punching at someone that you know in advance is not going to punch you back. You're not an alpha man. You're a fucking bully. And while you're sitting there screaming out of a bunch of men who apparently are probably under the instructions, don't talk back, you pulled out a fucking weapon and then you threatened home. Roll the tape.
Show up here on Friday for the graduation.
But judging from the videos that we've seen, it looks more like just verbal and physical abuse than a self-help course. Right, in one, you see men crawling slowly up a hill, with one getting yanked back down by his ankles. In another, they do exercises while getting sprayed with water hoses and told how fat and disappointing they are. When people start talking about, like...
Pause the tape, end the tape. I just had to show you guys that. I'm sitting here sweating like a runaway slave. Get this bullshit off my screen. Oops. I fucked that one all the way up, didn't I? What do you get out of that? You get tortured. You get verbally abused. The fuck face was carrying a weapon. Gang, Uncle Bobby's only giving you one big motherfucking problem. So as a result, Uncle Bobby's giving you one big motherfucking solution. Alpha Man Boot Camp, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. That was terrible. That was absolutely horrible. What do you get from that? I'll tell you what you get. You get beat up. You found men with lethal levels of insecurity. A room full of men that you know in advance, they're not going to punch back at you. So you scream at them, you yell at them, you physically abuse them, then you take out a weapon. Gang, if that's not the very definition of bullying, I don't know what is. Again, when you are getting ready to join the United States military or go into special forces, there's a reason why that harshness exists. When you are playing football, there's a reason why your body and your mind have to have a certain level of hardness. It takes a very, very mentally strong person to play football, especially as you advance high school, college, to pros. We're not the big mindless brutes that people think we are. It takes a very intelligent, very hard-willed, physically hard person to play that sport. I'm sweating my ass off. There's a reason for it. And I actually just told someone this a couple days ago. Because I always tell the ladies in my self-defense seminar, because again, if you don't know me, I look like an axe murderer. I'm not. I'm nice. And I tell them all the time, to kind of put their mind at ease. The good news is, the odds of you being attacked by someone like me are pretty fucking slim. 7-degree black belts aren't out there causing harm. Let me tell you the reason why. There's an old Kempo saying, in order to administer pain, one must first experience it. I know how far to take an arm bar. I do. I know how to teach an arm bar and how far to go without causing permanent damage, because it's been done to me. I know how far to take an eye gouge. I know how hard I can kick and punch someone. If you're doing a very physical activity like self-defense or martial arts, you need that. You do. But I know how far to take it without causing permanent damage. You want to know why? It's been done to me. That is why people of my ranking and my experience level in the martial arts and the fight game, I don't want to hurt you. Again, by some strange, bizarre reason, I'm at a bar and some asshole, you are looking at my girlfriend's tits. I'm like, which one is she? That's her? I'm going to tell you what. What is she drinking? What are you drinking? Could you hook them up with that? Put it on my tab. Hey, you have a nice night, man. Take it easy. I'd much rather pay for two watered-down fucking cocktails than stand up and beat this guy within an inch of his fucking life, which I'm capable of doing, but I know what that feels like. And again, because you think I was looking at your girlfriend's tits, you get a cocktail. If you're going to threaten someone I love with harm or even worse, you're going to get not a cocktail. Let's just say that. I don't want to cause pain because I already know what it's like. So I protect people from pain. What we saw, that's just bullying. Again, for a guy who's going to go put on a three-piece suit and go back to work the next weekend, the next week, what does he get from some asshole screaming at him holding a knife? How does that treatment translate to you're a better father now? Congratulations. How does that work? Gang, how does that work? Right? Again, you are either just drawing them further into their shell or you've created a new generation of bullies. And a 60 cent attrition rate for something that's far too high. Again, when you punch at someone that you know in advance isn't going to punch back, you're not an alpha man, you're a fucking bully. If you got $18,000 to spend, in case one of you, and I'm serious when I say this, in case one of you was contemplating going to one of these alpha man boot camps and you got $18,000 to drop, do that on therapy. I can't initiate this change. That's not up to me. But these fucking camps should be shut the fuck down. That was just sitting on some bullshit. I think the big guy told you long enough. He's signing the fuck off. Jin and Truth, let's go. I'm going to say it again, gang, and for the last time. When you punch at someone that you know in advance won't punch back, that makes you a bully.